You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the armory. Gentlemen, I want to lay the foundation to this video with an old idiom. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Now that old idiom is definitely applicable with the new situation that we find ourselves in. Even though there's another idiom that is definitely applicable here too. Those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Now, I'm pretty sure you guys have seen all the social media coverage of that ship and the hantavirus, from which I'm going to now call it Hotel Victor, which is now being put out there as Charlie 19 2.0. Or, as us truly awakened people and knowledgeable people know, we're going to call this the Election Infection 2.0. Yeah. They're pulling the same script, even though they've tweaked it a little bit, but they're pulling the same script that they did back in 2020. Oh, gentlemen, pattern recognition is such a wonderful thing. So predictable. So damn predictable. You've got the lefties out here losing their minds, talking about, oh, you got to put the face diaper back on. Put the face diapers back on, please. You don't want to kill grandma, do you? Yeah, they've already got the old scared left-hard women and weak men. Now, ironically, that video that came from that ship, how was that the only person that put out a video saying, oh my God, oh, we're more than people, we're more than stories? Yeah, sounds like a crisis actor to me. But here's my other question. If this virus has what they say is an 8-week incubation period, how did everybody get it? Interesting. In my humble opinion, what should have happened? Oh, nobody leaves the ship, put it out in international waters, fly food in by helicopter, drop it, fly specialists in to look at the people and let the virus run its course. If everybody on the boat, you know, kicks the bucket, oh well. Or, hey, in the Navy, we would have called it Sink X, i.e. turn the ship into a reef. It won't be the first time that governments have sacrificed people for the quote-unquote greater good. But of course, no, we need something to start a panic. That way, oh my God, we can try to get people back under control again. Yeah. Charlie 19, that was the biggest social experiment of all time. Yeah, a lot of people complied last time because a lot of people were caught off guard. However, this time, yeah, I am proud to say that more and more people are saying, yeah, right, no. I'm not complying. That is that. Now, of course, like I said, they get a few scary people on social media trying to pull at your heartstrings. However, However, it's funny. Moderna is already working on a quote-unquote vaccine. But if you do some research, you will actually find that Hotel Victor is actually a side effect from the previous Charlie 19 jab. Interesting. Nothing like a huge medical experiment, right? Right? Yeah. Get the absolute fuck out of here. Me, I'm not gonna comply. I refuse to comply. I'm gonna remain a pure blood. Period. And you'll also remember there was a massive, and I mean massive, shaming campaign against us pure bloods. The unvaccinated, as they called us. Oh, yeah, we need to tell these people, if you're not vaccinated, then you're not going to be welcome in here. Then you can take your business elsewhere. Okay, cool. Cool. Will do. But another question that I would have, why were these people allowed off the ship? Once again, gentlemen, we all know, especially in this space, we all knew this was nothing more than a huge social and medical experiment in compliance. Yeah. Put your mask on. Stand 6 feet apart. Oh, my God. You got to show your vaccination card. Yeah, right. We all knew what that meant. Papers, please. Yeah. I don't think so. It was so to the point that you actually had women on dating sites openly say, if you're not vaccinated, don't contact me. Yeah, remember, gentlemen, it was an absolute shit show to the point that you literally had people ready to start fighting if you didn't wear your face diaper in certain places. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen this time. In fact, more people are saying, nope, I'm not going to comply. I refuse to comply this time. Yeah, yeah, everybody has social media. So yeah, the absolutely crazy libtards, you know what? You can't help them. As a matter of fact, I believe that all of us pure bloods, all of us unvaccinated people, we should look at them and laugh and point at them. We should start shaming them because they are completely and totally mentally damn ill. And yet, here we go again. Nah. I think this time the unvaccinated, the pure bloods, are not going to go quietly into the night like last time. Yeah, all the shaming campaigns, that is not going to work. Yeah, we should start shaming the people who are so brain dead that they're going to follow. Oh, look, Moderna's got a virus jab. They got a vaccine that they're working on. Well, I'm going to rush down there and get my vaccine. Dumbasses. Idiots. People are complete fucking morons. But all in all, yeah, I'm not going to comply. Period. Point. Damn. Blank. Hopefully, the rest of the pure bloods won't comply either. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Look at all the coverage. Look at all the crazy TikTok videos. Let me know what you think. And to all you crazy leftards who believe that you're going to have some sort of moral high ground again, you better understand this. You better understand this crystally damn clear. The social power that you think you're going to get, just like Charlie 19, it's going to go out. Feminism and believing that men are still going to follow their women that they're in relationships with like they did last time with Charlie 19, yeah, that's going to go out right along with it. Because believe you me, the pure bloods, the unvaccinated, the truly awakened people, we see this for what this truly is, and we're not going. We will not comply. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.